I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. And Democratic presidential contenders aren't the only debaters squaring off this week. Tonight, another debate takes place in Vermont, inside a prison. VPR Charlotte Albright explains what inmates will be arguing about and why.
Last spring, a Vermont law school student named Jessica Bullock did something unprecedented at the Chittenden Regional Correctional Facility. With help from the University of Vermont debate team, she started teaching incarcerated women how to debate issues of their choice. Topics included post-prison housing and the candidacy of Bernie Sanders. Bullock thinks structured argument gives inmates the skill and courage to speak in public about their lives and beliefs. The first woman who showed up for debate practice, Bullock says, was scared but eager to learn.
And she shared that one of her challenges is that she is afraid of speaking in front of male colleagues. And that is a struggle for her, especially when entering into a new job where you need to assert yourself and where you need to explain or ask questions when you don't understand something.
On Wednesday night, pairs of female inmates will debate whether individuals convicted of a criminal offense should be able to opt for military service rather than incarceration. The event is not open to the public or to journalists, but a few guests have been invited, including Bobby Sand, a former Windsor County prosecutor now serving as liaison from the Shumlin administration to criminal justice programs, including drug courts. Sand thinks teaching criminals how to debate will prepare some, if not all, to resolve conflicts without violence.
Is it going to work for everyone? Probably not. Is it going to change people's lives forever? Maybe not. But to give people who are incarcerated an opportunity to learn a skill that they most likely have not learned out in the community, it's a wonderful opportunity.
Jessica Bullock, who plans to practice criminal law when she graduates next year, hopes her initiative, called Speak Vermont, will spread to other correctional facilities in Vermont. One of her mentors is Johannes Wielden, who directs the Community Justice Network of Vermont. Wielden has taught debating to inmates in Washington State, where data are now being collected about that program's outcomes. Wielden cites a broader 2013 RAND study,
which showed a massive decrease in recidivism for students who had attended any college-level classes while they were incarcerated.
Vermont is not the only state trying this experiment. Three men currently incarcerated at the Eastern New York Correctional Facility in Ulster County beat Harvard University in a recent debate that made national headlines. The Vermont debate this week will be judged by the invited spectators. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.